We take a look at the trends that are taking place in modern architecture, especially with a push to building environmentally friendly spaces. Bugatman and partners have been involved in the conceptualization of the Discovery Building in Sandton, Soccer City, and BMW's building in Pretoria, among many others. Well, to give us a sense of the trends, I'm joined in studio by Bob Van Beber. He's a director at Bugatman and Partners. Thanks very much for joining us, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. So what role did you play in the Discovery Building and the others that I've cited? And what are some of the key design takeaways that excite you about them?
So my role as project director on most of those projects has been to conceptualize the scheme, to engage with the client, with the developer, to engage with the end users, and obviously to drive the design process so that it can get built. Colleagues of mine obviously took over that process and delivered the project, but I stayed involved in the key design decisions. So it's the things that excite me about those projects are obviously how we set the tone for those kinds of projects and the important key design decisions that we take very early on that we know that we can execute on later.
Sounds like a bit of an airy-fairy question, but what are some of the things that inspire your thought as you conceptualize the design of a building?
I think some of the major issues that we consider are obviously green issues, the sustainability issues. But more importantly for us, because green has become almost part of our day-to-day life, it's something that we think about normally. But like at the Discovery Building, we think about how we interact with the public space, how we transition from public space to private space, how we allow people that are walking on the pavement to engage with a very big corporate. And I think the ENS building, the EY building, the Worksman's building, this is also important for retail centers and how we make those transitions and who controls the space between public space and private space and how a corporate makes a massive gesture like a Discovery does and allows people to actually wander completely through the ground floor of their building. There is security, but there are no physical barriers.
Yes.
So you, as a complete stranger with no business at Discovery, can actually walk in, go grab a coffee, go sort out your cell phone, have lunch, do some daily shopping at the Woolies and walk through to the other side of the building and connect to Sandton City or the Gautrain station. So completely accessible. And those transitions for us are very, very interesting on how corporates give back space to the public.
So what are the global and local building trends these days, particularly as we seek to be more environmentally friendly? Of course, you may have touched on some of them. What materials are preferred these days as opposed to back in the day?
So there's various trends, and certainly in a Sandton environment, glass has been very, very trendy, but obviously one has to deal with reflections, with heat load and things like that. So the fact that that has to be double glazed and orientation is important. How do we shade that? How do we air condition the space? How do we make spaces comfortable? So I'm kind of more interested, not necessarily in the materials, whilst they are very important and they have to have all the credentials, is it's how we package these things together and how we put together a building that is really, really comfortable for people. And again, that is the people that are working in the building, but also the visitors and also people that actually have nothing to do with the building, but interact with it kind of from a visual point of view.
So given our energy supply woes and also the cost thereof, are you increasingly observing that clients want to be completely off the grid? And what are the cost implications?
So a completely net zero building, they are very few examples in South Africa of that, and the few that there are very good. That obviously they are slightly more expensive as capital investment to get those buildings to be net zero. But certainly the trend is to be able to become completely unreliant on the services that are provided by the power utility or the water utility to try and get away from that reliance.
Yes.
So the trends are to try and move away from that and become completely self-reliant. Whilst that is not entirely possible in all instances, that's the drive that sits behind a lot of the design work that we do. And it's not just the work that we do. It's the consultants and the very clever electrical, mechanical and wet services engineers that we work with to be able to collaborate with to be able to achieve those goals.
So you're one of the founding members of South Africa's Green Building Council. What work does that body do?
The body is a registration body first and foremost, but it validates and it registers projects and it gives them a scoring rating according to how well you are doing. So a 4-star green rated building is kind of best practice, almost minimum best practice. We then strive to get to a 5-star or to a 6-star. 6-star, there are a few buildings around. There's some really good examples. They just get tougher to do. Mm. And obviously, the capital expenditure is slightly more expensive, whilst a lot of that capital expenditure has come down and the percentages of the increase of a base building have come down. There are still slight premiums, but it is worthwhile in the end. So the cost of occupancy is very, very interesting in a building. The more you spend up front, the less it costs you to run that building in the future. Mm. And that's where we headed towards. And the Green Building Council gives you a validation, a 6-star rating or a 5-star rating or a 4-star rating. Our own building, an office building, is a 4-star rated building from an architectural point of view. Mm. And the interior has been rated as a 5-star interior. So, you know, you can also get an architectural rating, an interior rating, and a precinct rating, where you talk about a much larger precinct. And those are sort of the trends that we talk about these days around precincts, around district cooling. So where you have scale, many units, many residential units or lots of area in terms of office building or commercial space. And those are the opportunities where you can use services from a district point of view. And that's where we would like to get to. And there's a couple of opportunities on the table for that. But that's really, for us at the moment, the holy grail.
And then last, but certainly not least, in the South African context, what challenges do you have?
In the construction industry, I think the construction industry itself has got some massive challenges at the moment. Firstly, there's not a lot of work on lying around on the pavement. A lot of the contractors are really battling. We've had some unfortunate casualties in the contracting space. A lot of people have been retrenched in the consulting environment. So there's really some challenges. And a lot of that has been around a lack of investment and a lack of trust in the environment to be able to invest. Mm. We think that's certainly bottoming out and will improve. So we're hopeful that in future and in the new future, that'll correct itself slightly. But we have lost some unbelievably good skills in the contracting and the subcontracting environment and certainly in the consulting environment as well. And it's a pity that we lose those skills, not only to the industry, people leave the industry completely, but some of them are actually immigrating, yeah, you know, to Ireland or wherever. And that's a huge shame. You know, the country needs these skills. There's a huge need in every sector. Absolutely. So we know that. And in a recent talk that I gave at the South African Professional Services Awards, I asked and begged the industry to stay in the ring. You know, hold on to those ropes because we need everybody in the ring.
Absolutely. All right, Bob, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for giving us some insight on the industry you work in. That was Bob van Bibber. He's a director at Bugatman and Partners. And that's where we're going to leave it for today. Of course, we'll have more for you come tomorrow. Do take care. Until then.